much more complicated than it was then, and it's become much more international. You know, that's when we use terms like globalization. And it's difficult for national governments to have much control of their own national economy. They depend very much on what's happening abroad. And that's a problem of knowing how to run your country. You know, you might vote for a government in a democracy to carry out a certain economic program and then realize that because of pressures from abroad and constraints that are imposed by international treaties or by international trade even, then it cannot do what it promised. So we need to rethink the democratic governments and how they formulate economic policy that is accountable to their own people within the context of a globalized economy.
Greece spent many decades under dictatorships. Do you think it's a viable situation for a near future?
No, I don't think that there is a possibility of a dictatorship given where we are now in the treaties, the European Union, where it belongs to. The risk in Greece is that because the economic situation is so bad and the austerity is so bad, that there is no stable government in a stable society. Something needs to be done very quickly to bring stability back into the country. But I don't see it moving in the direction of dictatorship or military coup.
Okay. Thank you very much.